the Epistle to the Ephesians. This letter comes from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to God's will, to the Christians in Ephesus and those who trust in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with all that's spiritually good in the heavenly world, just as he chose us to be in him before the beginning of this world, so that in love we could be holy and without fault before him. He decided in advance to adopt us as his children, working through Jesus Christ to bring us to himself. He was happy to do this because this is what he wanted. So we should praise him for his glorious grace that he so kindly gave to us in his beloved Son. Through him we gain salvation through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins as a result of his priceless grace that he so generously provided for us, together with all wisdom and understanding. He revealed to us his previously hidden will, through which he was happy to pursue his plan at the appropriate time to bring together all in Christ, those in heaven and those on earth. In him we were chosen beforehand, according to the plan of the one who is working everything out according to his will, for the purpose that we who were the first to hope in Christ could praise his glory. In him you too have heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation. In him, because you trusted in him, you were stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit's promise, which is a down payment on our inheritance when God redeems what he's kept for himself, us, who will praise and give him glory. That's the reason, because I've heard of your trust in the Lord Jesus and the love that you have for all Christians, why I never stop thanking God for you and remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you a spirit of wisdom to see and know him as he truly is. May your minds be enlightened so you can understand the hope he's called you to, the glorious riches he promises as an inheritance to his trustworthy people. May you also understand God's amazing power that he demonstrated in raising Christ from the dead. God seated Christ at his right hand in heaven, far above any other ruler, authority, power, or lord, or any leader with all their titles, not only in this world, but in the coming world too. God has made everything subject to the authority of Christ and has given him the responsibility as head over everything for the church, which is his body, filled full and made complete by Christ, who fills and brings everything to completion. At one time, you were dead in your sins and evil actions, living your lives according to the ways of the world, under the control of the devil, whose spirit is at work in those who disobey God. All of us were once like that, our behavior determined by the desires of our sinful human nature and our evil way of thinking. Like everyone else, in our nature, we were children of anger. But God, in his generous mercy, because of the amazing love he had for us, even while we were dead in our sins, has made us alive together with Christ. Trusting in him has saved you, and in Christ Jesus seated us with him in heaven, so that in all eternity to come, he could demonstrate the amazing extent of his grace in showing us kindness through Christ Jesus. For you've been saved by grace through trusting in him. It's not through yourselves, it's a gift of God. This has nothing to do with human effort, so don't be proud of yourselves. We're the product of what God does, created in Christ Jesus to do good, which God already planned that we should do. So you who are foreigners, humanly speaking, called uncircumcised by those who are circumcised, which is only a procedure carried out by human beings, you need to remember that once you had no relationship to Christ. You were barred as foreigners from being citizens of Israel, strangers to the covenant God had promised. You had no hope, and you lived in the world without God. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once a long way off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Christ is our peace. Through his body he made the two into one and broke down the separating wall of hostility that divided us, freeing us from the law with its requirements and regulations. He did this so he could create in himself one new person out of the two, and so make peace, and completely reconcile both of them to God through the cross, as if they were just one body, having destroyed our hostility towards each other. He came and shared the good news of peace with those of you who are far away and those who are nearby, because through him we both gain access to the Father through the same Spirit. That means you're no longer strangers and foreigners. You are fellow citizens of God's people and belong to God's family that's being built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together, growing to form a holy temple for the Lord. You too are being built together in him as a place for God to live by the Spirit. This is why I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ for the sake of you foreigners, well, I'm assuming you've heard that God gave me the specific responsibility of sharing God's grace with you, how, by what God showed me, made clear the mystery that was previously hidden. I wrote to you briefly before about this, and when you read this, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. In past generations, this wasn't made clear to anyone. But now it's been revealed to God's holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit that foreigners are joint heirs, part of the same body, and in Christ Jesus share together in the promise through the good news. I became a minister of this good news through the gift of God's grace that I was given by his power that was at work in me. This grace was given to me, the least important of all Christians, in order to share with the foreigners the incredible value of Christ and to help everyone see the purpose of the mystery which from the very beginning was hidden in God who made everything. God's plan was that the various aspects of his wisdom would be revealed through the church to the rulers and authorities in heaven. This was in accordance with God's eternal purpose that he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of him and our trust in him, we can come to God in total freedom and confidence. So I'm asking that you don't get discouraged that I'm suffering. It's for you, and you should value that. This is why I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receives its nature and character, asking him that out of his wealth of glory he may strengthen you in your innermost being with power through his Spirit. May Christ live in your hearts as you trust in him, so that as you are planted deep in love, you may have the power to comprehend with all God's people the breadth and length and height and depth of Christ's love. May you know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you're made full and complete by the fullness of God. May he who, through his power working in us, can do infinitely more than we ever ask for or even think about, may he be glorified in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations for ever and ever. Amen. So I, this prisoner in the Lord, I'm encouraging you to make sure you live according to the principles to which you were called. Don't think proudly of yourselves. Be gentle and patient, showing tolerance to each other in love. Make every effort to remain one in the Spirit through the peace that binds you together. For there's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope. The Lord is one, our trust in him is one, and there's one baptism. There's one God and Father of everyone. He is over all and through all and in all. To each of us, grace was given in proportion to Christ's generous gift. As Scripture says, when he ascended to the heights, he took captives with him and gave gifts to humanity. Regarding this, it says he ascended, but that means he also had previously descended to our lowly world. The one that descended is the same one who also ascended to the highest heaven in order that he could make the whole universe complete. The gifts he gave were so that some could be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, with the purpose of preparing God's people for the work of helping others, to help the body of Christ to grow. We grow together until we all reach the state of being one in our trust in and knowledge of the Son of God, completely grown up, measuring up to full maturity in Christ. We shouldn't be like little children anymore, tossed about and blown along by every passing breeze of doctrine, confused by human trickery, led into error by crafty people who deceitfully scheme. Instead, by speaking the truth in love, we ought to grow up in everything into Christ, who is our head. It's because of him that the whole body operates, every joint holding it together as each individual part does what it's supposed to do, and the whole body grows, building itself up in love. So let me say this to you. In fact, I insist on it in the Lord, that you should no longer live like the foreigners do, in their empty-headed way. In the darkness of their minds, they don't understand, and they have been cut off from the life of God because they don't know anything, and in their stubbornness, they don't want to know. Because they are past caring, they abandon themselves to sensuality and greedily do all kinds of disgusting things. But that's not what you learned about Christ. Didn't you hear about him? Weren't you taught concerning him? Didn't you learn the truth as it is in Jesus? So get rid of your former lifestyle, that old nature that ruins you through deceptive desires. Let yourselves be remade spiritually and mentally, and put on your new nature that God created, so you will be like him, right and holy in the truth. So reject lies and tell the truth to each other, for we belong to each other. Don't sin by getting angry. Don't let evening come and find you still mad. And don't give the devil any opportunity. Thieves, stop your stealing and do honest, productive work with your hands, so you'll have something to give to those who need it. Don't use bad language. Speak words that will encourage people as necessary, so that those who listen will be helped. Don't disappoint the Holy Spirit of God that marked you as belonging to him until the day of redemption. Get rid of every kind of bitterness, rage, anger, verbal abuse and insults, along with all forms of evil. Be kind and compassionate to each other, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. So then, imitate God, since you are his much-loved children. Live in love, just as Christ loved you. He gave himself for us, a gift and sacrificial offering to God like a sweet-smelling perfume. Sexual immorality or any kind of indecency or greed should never be mentioned concerning you, as God's people should not be doing such things. Obscene talk, stupid chatter, and coarse jokes are totally inappropriate. Instead, you should be thanking God. You know that it's absolutely sure that no one who is sexually immoral or commits indecency or who is greedy or is an idol worshipper will inherit anything in the kingdom of Christ and God. Don't let anyone fool you with lying words, because it's because of such things that God's judgment is passed on the children of disobedience. So don't partner with them in this. At one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. You are to live as children of light, and the fruit of light is everything that's good and right and true, demonstrating what the Lord really appreciates. Don't have anything to do with the pointless things that darkness produces. Instead, expose them. It's shameful even to speak about the things such people do secretly. But when anything is exposed by the light, then it's revealed as it is. Light makes everything visible. That's why it's said, "Wake up, those of you who are sleeping. Rise up from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." So be careful how you live your life, not foolishly, but wisely, making the best of opportunities because the days are evil. So don't be ignorant. Find out what the Lord's will is. Don't get drunk on wine, which will wreck your life, but be filled with the Spirit. Share together with one another, using psalms and hymns and sacred songs, singing and making music to the Lord with your heart. Always thank God for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Each of you should be willing to accept what others tell you to do out of reverence for Christ. Wives, do what your own husbands tell you to do, as you would if the Lord told you. The husband is the head of the wife, in the same way as Christ is head of the church, his body and its Saviour. In the same way that the church does what Christ says, wives should do what their husbands tell them in all things. Husbands, you should love your wives in the same way as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He made it holy. He made it clean by washing in the water of the word, so that he could make the church his own with no flaw or blemish or any kind of fault, but holy and blameless. Husbands should love their wives just like this, as they love their own bodies. A man who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own body, but feeds it and looks after it, just as Christ does for the church, for we are parts of his body. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united in one. This is a deep hidden truth, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each husband should love his wife as he does himself, and the wife should respect her husband. Children, do what your parents tell you, for this is the right thing to do. Honour your father and mother. This is the first commandment that has a promise attached, that things may go well for you and you may live a long life on the earth. Fathers, don't make your children mad, but look after them by disciplining them and instructing them about God. Servants, obey those who are your human masters with proper respect and awe, doing things from sincere motives as if you were serving Christ. Don't just work well when you're being watched to gain approval, but work like servants of Christ, honestly doing God's will, happily serving as if you were doing it for the Lord and not for people. You know that whoever does what's good will be rewarded by the Lord, whether that person is a servant or someone who is free. Masters, you should treat your servants the same way. Don't threaten them. Remember that the Lord in heaven is both their master and yours, and he treats people the same without favoritism. Lastly, stay strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all the armor of God so you can withstand all the devil's attacks. We are not fighting against human forces, but against supernatural rulers and powers, the dark lords of this world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. Take all the weapons God provides so that you may be able to stand your ground in the day of evil, and after doing all you can, to find yourself still standing. So stand up, wrap the belt of truth around your waist, tie on the breastplate of justice and right, and put on the shoes of readiness to share the good news of peace. Above all, take up the shield of trusting God, by which you'll be able to put out all the devil's flaming arrows. Wear the helmet of salvation and carry the sword of the Spirit that's the Word of God. Always pray in the Spirit as you do all this. Stay awake and keep on praying for all God's people. Pray for me too, so that I'll be given the right words to say and that I'll be able to explain confidently the hidden truths of the good news. I'm an imprisoned ambassador for the sake of the good news, so please pray that I will speak fearlessly, as I should. Tychicus, our good friend and faithful minister, will give you all my news and explain everything so you'll know how I'm doing. That's why I'm sending him to you, to tell you what's happened to us and to encourage you. Peace to all the Christians there, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, with love and trust in him. Grace to all those who eternally love our Lord Jesus.